Here we have got gold, copper, somewhere in the mine. But in the sky, there are millions of miles land of copper and gold.
Do you mean other planets to the copper?
Yes.
Oh.
When a spirit soul first falls from the spiritual sky into the material world, does he first go to the lowest of the 8,400,000 species of life and then gradually come up, or can he fall to the middle or anywhere?
According to his desire. In the beginning, he is not so far down.
Because for the fourth planet, you say that usually they take human form because they're desiring to enjoy in that way. And then they begin falling back.
Yeah. And they're small than the eyes, they're small.
In the mountains.
about to this day, the sun is the source of everything within the universe. Thanks to them, all the resources is in the universe, this is sun. But the Gayatri Mantra is worshipping the sun. Om Bhurbhuvah Tat Sarvam Bhuvah Tathagata.
This one is more powerful than Lord Brahma. That means, see, this one is more powerful than Lord Brahma?
Yes. It was time. Well, he got him by me.
How are you the swan?
Yes.
Sorry.
Every living being knows how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to depend from here. I find in America, here, very sensitive,
very sensitive.
In Canada,
they look like a maple tree.
Yeah.
In apples. I don't think it's quite the same.
No.
Maple tree, but you can't get any maple syrup from this kind.
No.
Special kind.
Yes.
We have the two where I used to live also. Not really with the name, but California.
The Kenny Platform.
Yeah.
Airplanes coming here. They had some article in one of the airline books about eucalyptus trees and how the monks they make wine out of eucalyptus. They Chavez monks. What kind of Chavez monks that make wine out of eucalyptus? And they have big stores and they sell it in Italy. That's their profession.
Different pictures. Recently, we have shared this film and spoken in several Catholic schools in Belgium. They have comparative religion classes, and they asked us to come. They asked us to come to their high school to teach comparative religions so the students can see what other religions think. Usually they...
No other religions.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Kujitoka. Only linear is surrender. That is it.
They think that if there's sin, it's all right because man is imperfect. So they think we should believe in
sin. Every animal is. An animal can become perfect. If he likes. Because it's very important, right?
They say it's not possible to become perfect. That's saying I can become God.
What?
They say only God can be perfect, that we cannot become perfect.
Oh, you cannot become as perfect as God, but nearer.
There's a verse in the Bible that says only he can sin who has come short of the glory of God. So they say this means that if you think that you cannot sin, that means that you think you're God. But we say that we can surrender and become perfect. They seem to lack everything about our philosophy, except when we explain very clearly that everyone is sinning and under the control of lust, and that we must become free from lust. Then they become disturbed because they don't know how to do this, and they want to disclaim it. Just when I was saying that in one class, they all understood very clearly how, by example, that we are all controlled by our senses. And this microphone speaker came on for all classes, interrupting my speech, and the voice announced in the Catholic school with all the students whose parents purchased tickets for the wine tasting festival tonight. And they all began to laugh because they were embarrassed, because they could see that actually they're engaged in sinful activity. They're also very amazed when they see your books. Sometimes we take 10 or 15 books, Bhagavad Gita and Tension and Bhagavatam, take any charge and read it, and we line it all across the front wall or desk, maybe 15 books, and I begin by saying, I'm sorry there's only a few minutes to talk because our Bible is very big, and I explain, this is Bhagavad Gita, and then Srimad Bhagavatam, 60 volumes, take any charge and read it, 12 volumes. They become very much amazed that this is the beginning of our Bible. What can we say to communists to attract them to Krishna consciousness?
To make their communist philosophy perfect. That your communism is not perfect. By Krishna consciousness, you can make it perfect. Take, for example, that you are sympathetic to all living beings, that they must eat. But why you are eating animals? They must be. Why don't you allow them to eat? That is your difference. We allow everyone to eat. Not only human beings, but also animals. Plants, fish, fish, live comfortably Without any disturbance, they must get their food. That is our very just of. We are thinking of your countrymen, only in country also, only for the human being, and we are sending other poor animals because they cannot protest to the brother house. So why do you protest to the capitals when they send you to this letter? You are sending these poor animals to this letter. So why do you protest? The capital says, your protest is the capital is for flattering. So if you slaughter others, why should you have paid a being flattered? Is it all right? It's imperfect. We are also coming.
It is perfect.
You are thinking of all the And you are comparing the killing of the vegetables, killing animals is the same. Then killing your son and killing an animal is also the same. Why do you think?
The human being knows.
Whom should be killed? The all that jiva jiva jiva, but that is important. If you eat vegetable, there is no crisis. So discrimination is it is a fact. An animal is eating another animal. It may be vegetable or animal, but there is discrimination. Therefore, it is said, as it is allotted, you should eat certain such. Not that indiscriminately you can eat everything. You think killing of having and killing of wisdom is the same, then killing of your son and killing of animals are going to be the same. I do this
thing. So if we discriminate between the animals and the plants, well, what about the discrimination between the human beings and the animals? Is it not all right to kill animals and not human beings?
No. You discriminate, that's good. You do not kill human beings, but you kill animals. Similarly, you discriminate, and it's not killing animals, you kill vegetables. Importance. It's like this grass. There is enough supply of grass, but you cannot have enough supply of cows. Therefore, discrimination is better to live on grass than on anything. Now, still they are eating. 75% other than that, they are not eating only animals. Why not 25% more? The market, they are not eating animals. And the animal eaters, they see, they have got little less and surrounded by salad and these peas and so many other vegetables. Only
you require a balance.
I don't know, you cannot supply. If everyone eats meat only, then one day all animals will eat meat.
So we want to have a balance and diet with meat and vegetables and
That balance of diet can be done by grains and vegetables, acidity. We know that the balance can be done. We learn from it. But balanced food can be done.
But in the Bible, it says that God gave animals to the man.
But protection, not for eating. Yes. Bible does not say that he sees them. Then Jesus died as a hypocrite. His commandment is thou shalt not kill. If he allows killing, then why should he say thou shalt not kill? Then that you prove that Jesus died as a hypocrite. Are you following a hypocrite?
So we understand, we'll stop eating meat, but we can still eat fish and eggs. Because there's plenty of fish,
and that is all there is. Very limited than eating any.
Jesus also gave fish to the people in one part of the body.
Yes.
And there is no other food. You have just taken anything. And then there are other foods, grains, and so you can basically eat. You have to eat and leave. So if you can eat and leave, innocently, why should you eat? Then God says, thou shalt not kill. So was he fooled or sick? That he had right, thou shalt not kill. He had no idea.
But he meant kill other people.
Huh?
He meant not to kill
you. That's his interpretation. That's his interpretation.
All the fish say that.
He says, he and thou shalt not kill.
But the common Christian
belongs. But when I cut grass, it is not called killing. Killing, you should know a dictionary. Because you are uneducated, you do not know the meaning of the dictionary. What is it?
But I'm just a common Christian. I'm following my authority. They say it's all right.
The Pope?
The Pope? He's the supreme authority, the Pope, he's eating meat.
That means from the supreme down to the rascal, everyone is a rascal. All of you are a set of rascals.
But the government doesn't charge anyone with crime for killing an animal.
Government by the people. So you are all rascals, the government is also rascals. Your democracy means government by the people, not the people. So all the people are rascals, beginning from the Pope down to the common man. That's what the government is doing.
But not all of us are Christians, some of us are Muslims. And in the Quran, Muhammad says that eating meat is all right. The fact that it is required to be a good Muslim to eat meat.
They spoke in the desert. But they eat. You are not in the desert. Meat eating is a crude form of the same time people are uncivilized. When there is no other food, you cannot produce. But when you are civilized, learn how to produce other food. Why should we eat meat? How do you see that?
So about that, in Sikhism, there is Guru Nanak and Guru Granth Sahib. Is that actually a real scripture? And was Guru Nanak actually a devotee? Or is that not correct?
They created a system of religion which can include Hindus and Muslims. That was the time needed. But that is not it. Good system.
You mean a compromise?
It's compromise. There is too much clash between Hindus and Muslims. He wanted to make a compromise. Actually, there are only Vedic culture, all over the world. As it seems, the deterioration of new system of religion came. Either the Sikh religion or the Christian religion or the Muslim religion. There, it starts to form sight of the religion. Several among Prabhupada, among Vedic. These are later on, the first.
So is that according to time, place, and circumstance, you have to discriminate in everything? According to time, place, and circumstance,
yeah.
We must discriminate whether to eat meat, whether to eat vegetables.
We must eat. But, well, good things are available, why should we eat bad things? We must be sacrificed.
Was there a story, the Hindus always tell this story about, I think, Vishwamitra, Rishi eating a dog or something?
Sometimes. There are no fools.
Yes. You like this place. What about in the Buddhist philosophy, we understand that
okay.
The higher stage...
Nothing.
Yes, but the Buddhist monks, when they beg, they simply accept whatever alms they receive, and if they receive meat, then they'll eat that. And if they receive some raw grains, then they'll eat that. So actually, that is the higher stage of renunciation.
So this is some cigarettes that's not bad.
Yes, and if they receive, they'll take anything. They shall renounce. But isn't that more spiritual?
I have no idea what it is. But the religion is not a spiritual. You see me, I see them, therefore I shall not.
Recently we received a letter from a Chinese man in Singapore. He wants all of your books. He wants to know how much. Well, I just received it. I will answer him and tell him the price. I will supply it. Singapore. That is the country that doesn't like it from here. Just to learn Malaysia.
The beginning Lord Brahma is against the striking of the nature of loving. What is the nature of us? What is your nature? How we are related? Thank
you. You mean the by details? You mean the rules and regulations?
No, that is.